The Bible reading is taken from James chapter 5, verses 7 to 12. Be patient, then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You've heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no, otherwise you will be condemned.
Well, hello, St. Nick's, and hello to anyone else who's joined us for this sermon from a pew. Are we nearly there yet? Do you remember the question, asking it or hearing it from the back seat of the car as your family set off on its summer holiday, normally about 5 minutes into a four-hour journey and repeated at 10-minute intervals until you were finally there? There's a phrase in the Bible which is the Christian equivalent of "Are we nearly there yet?" It occurs repeatedly in the Psalms. It's "How long, O Lord?" Sometimes it's the question of those who are suffering and feel they're just waiting for God to finally come and help them. Sometimes it's the question of those who feel alone and abandoned. Psalm 6, verse 3 says, "How long, Lord? How long?" Both these questions are ones that we've been asking a lot over the last 3 months. How long will this go on? And even as lockdown begins to lift, we're well aware that it's going to be who knows how many months before life returns to any kind of normal. How long will this go on? The theme of our service today, as we look at the fruits of the Spirit, is patience. And patience is something that we have had the opportunity to exercise a lot over the last 3 months, some of us with greater success than others. Have you grown in patience during lockdown? Or have you grown increasingly impatient with God, with the government, with your family, with your friends? I want to look at patience under two headings: patience in suffering and patience with people. Firstly, patience in suffering. In our passage today, James chapter 5, James tells us that the right Christian response to suffering is patience. James's readers were going through various trials, including persecution for their faith. And James says, verse 7, "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming." Again, verse 8, "You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near." James gives four examples of patience. The farmer waiting for the autumn and spring rains. The prophets who were persecuted for their commitment to God's truth, and they never saw the things they spoke about, they looked forward to. Job persevering through the agony of his seemingly endless suffering. And Jesus, verse 11, the Lord who is full of compassion and mercy, who prayed on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And the reason that James gives for patience is this. It is that the Lord will return. Verse 7, "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming." Now, maybe you think, great, thanks a lot, Will. Yes, I know that one day when Jesus comes back, everything will be fine. But is that all you've got to say? Because if it is, it's not helping me right now. Well, that's not all I've got to say, But it is the thing that puts our trials in perspective. What are we waiting for? The Lord will return. That's the perspective for our patience. Patience is not futile. We are waiting for something that is certain. But we do not know how long it will be. This future hope for Christians does not solve all the problems or answer all the questions regarding suffering in the present. However, it does give us the ultimate perspective we need. One day, in those beautiful words of Julian of Norwich, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well when Christ returns. Christians have always been and will always be a waiting people. The Bible ends right at the end with the prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus." And that must be our prayer. And until it is answered, we will need patience. Just to put this starkly, if we are waiting with the expectation that one day all will be well in this life, our problems solved, and life just how we'd like it to be, then firstly, we'll be disappointed. And secondly, we will not have learnt Christian patience. And we should be honest with ourselves about how often we are trying to work, maybe even patiently, towards a point where we have got our life just how we'd like it to be. That's not Christian patience. The perspective for Christian patience is that the Lord will return. However, our passage points us towards another reason for patience in suffering. It is that the Lord is at work. The Lord is at work. In verse 11, talking about Job's seemingly unexplained suffering, James says, "You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about." This is the great theme of the Bible, that God is at work through the suffering of his people and supremely through the suffering of his Son. James says exactly this right at the beginning of his letter, chapter 1, verse 2. He says, "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete." Now, one of the things, the good things to have come out of lockdown for me is that I have finally finished various home projects that I've been meaning to get around to for years. In April, I finished this. It is my gap year photo album. And I finished it almost exactly 26 years after I returned from my gap year. I woke early one morning, I couldn't get back to sleep, and I thought, I'm going to finish it. And probably all of us have different kind of images of lockdown that we'll look back on in time. And one of mine is me sitting in my study in my dressing gown at 4 a.m. in the morning, finishing my gap year photo album. You too may have also finally completed similarly unfinished projects in your home, work that has been in progress, very slow progress, for years. We are all unfinished projects, work in progress. However, unlike my photo album, God does not leave us abandoned under the sofa for years, however much it may sometimes feel like that. He is always at work, and hard as it is to accept, especially through our trials. And that includes the trials of COVID-19 and the last 3 months. We can be patient. because we know that the Lord will return, and we can be patient because we know that the Lord is at work. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, we glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And that leads me to the second thing that I want to look at just briefly. As we learn to be patient with God in suffering, so our characters grow, producing the fruit of the Spirit. And we can learn to be patient with people. The pressure of difficult times can really test our patience with other people, especially those close to us. Now, I realize that the experience of lockdown has been different for all of us. Some of us have been cooped up together in one house with too many people for too long. Remember those early days when we were only allowed out once a day for daily exercise? How intense it became. Some of us have been isolated, and possibly still isolating, alone at home. But for all of us, I imagine, we will have felt frustration and impatience with family and friends, whether they're living with us or not. And James recognizes the tendency of suffering to lead to arguments. He says, verse 9, he urges his readers, don't grumble against one another. This is one of the themes of James, how we use our tongues, our words. Under pressure, we often lash out with harsh and foolish speech. As we learn to be patient with God, and as we reflect upon how God is patient with us, that's another big Bible theme, which there's no time to explore in this sermon. Romans chapter 2, verse 4, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Paul speaks, he says at one point, how Christ Jesus displayed his immense patience with him. As we learn to be patient with God, and as we reflect upon how God is patient with us, so we're enabled to be patient with one another. And this patience with people is the real fruit that Paul is writing about as he describes the fruit of the Spirit that we're looking at in these summer sermons. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so on. These are all relational, and they grow in relationship with other people. Paul in Galatians was writing to a church that was falling out with each other, and so he outlines the fruit of the Spirit, the characteristics that they need to live together under pressure. We do not grow in the fruit of the Spirit by going on a retreat, wonderful as retreats can be for your spiritual health. And let me just say that I'm well aware that if you've been isolating for the last 3 months, that has not been a retreat. Far from it. But I find one of the hardest parts of a retreat sometimes is coming home to my family, whom I love, but I have to get on with them, and they have to get on with me. We grow in the fruit of the Spirit by getting alongside other people. Even at the moment where we have to stay 1 meter apart, or even when we can only relate virtually rather than physically. The fruit of the Spirit is grown in relationship with other people and learning to practice love, joy, peace, and patience towards them. When I was younger, my parents had a poster in our house. It was the 1980s. It was the era of rather cheesy Christian posters. You may have had one in your home. This one was a picture of a lop-eared rabbit. I don't know why. I imagine that it was cuter than a slug. But anyway, this poster above the rabbit said, "Be patient. God isn't finished with me yet." May we grow in patience as we learn to trust God in our trials, trusting that the Lord is at work and that he will return. He has not finished with us, and he has not finished with this world. And may we display that same patience to others as we in turn ask them to be patient with us. Amen. God bless.